You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is the Classic Business Philanthropy feature.
Now, speaking of times of crisis, what are we doing to support our non-profit sector, who are going to become even more important to help soften the humanitarian crisis? The images of snaking queues of people waiting for food handouts and certainly not obeying any kind of physical distancing rules haunt me when I go to bed at night. And it's something that William Gumede, Associate Professor at the Wits School of Governance and author of Restless Nation, Making Sense of a Troubled Time, spoke about recently, or certainly opined about recently in an excellent article in Business Day. William, great to speak to you. When we look at the non-profit sector, who is looking after the non-profits at this time?
Yeah, well, that is actually our problem. Thank you for inviting me. But our problem is that, you know, the nonprofit sector, you know, is nowhere to, nobody factors them in this, you know, in the COVID-19 stimulus plan. But they really are important. So I have to think about it. The sector makes up almost 2.5% of GDP and employs more than 150 million people, and which amounts to 50% of the formal non-agricultural workforce. Now, that, you know, those are the cold figures, but, you know, the reality is actually much bigger because, you know, with the state failing, many municipalities failing, many government departments failing, often, you know, civil society organizations, nonprofits, provide, you know, the public services that a state should be providing. So in South Africa, particularly with this sort of, you know, high levels of corruption, incompetence in the, you know, the public sector, it is just, you know, nonprofits just doing this job. So if we don't support them, you know, whatever crisis, you know, that comes out of COVID-19 will be even be so much bigger.
And I'm just chatting to Stuart Theobald about the idea of a social bond to help government in tackling COVID-19. It would be very interesting to see if Treasury would ever consider channeling some of that social bond money to the non-profit sector, because that is the sector that is at least demonstrating impact. It's the sector that's at the coalface distributing food parcels or providing shelter or personal protective gear, if we look at what, for example, the Solidarity Fund is doing. Who is providing support to the staff, though, of non-profits who are at home, who may be even retrenched at this time?
You know, currently no one. And that is really is very shocking, because if you look at all of the big, you know, our peer countries, you know, in all of their COVID-19 support programs, you know, they've provided for their nonprofits, you know, specifically out of those budgets. So we're a standalone country that, you know, haven't provided, you know, for this sector. I mean, so the current initiatives, you know, two types of initiatives going on at the moment, COVID-19. Of course, as you know, it's the government own the 500 million rand. And then there's also the private sector ones, like the Solidarity Fund. Unfortunately, both of these, you know, entities are not providing for non-profits. I think people somehow underestimate the reach of the non-profit sector in South Africa. I mean, just think about it. There's about 105 million people working in the non-profit sector. And secondly, you know, in where the state fails, the non-profits are not just providing the food and the health and so on. They also are holding people together, you know, in communities where they have lost faith and lost trust in institutions, whether it's democratic institutions or any other kind of institutions. So, you know, it is not just the jobs, you know, the 1.5 million jobs, but it is also is our what we call social cohesion of the society, that they do more than, you know, the private business or the state right now at the moment.
Well, William, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for to talk about this, but it's certainly a subject that we're going to revisit and be knocking on the Treasury's door about and several others, because it is vital that we support our non-profits at a time when they really are the last line for so many people who are absolutely desperate for things like food and a square meal every day. William Gumede, Associate Professor at the Witt School of Governance, with a sad oversight. We've recently seen the UK government pour £750 million into their non-profit. So far, not a cent for NPOs in South Africa.